We continue with Surah Dukhan, which is the Surah in the 25th Juz of the Noble Quran. Previously we spoke about the fact that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam had made a dua against the people of Mecca. And this was when they refused to submit and they continued to act in a way which showed blatant disrespect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they rejected Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's message. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Oh Allah, assist me against them by afflicting them with 7 years of drought as took place in the time of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam." And Allah accepted this dua and a severe drought took its toll on the Quraysh and matters deteriorated to the extent that they were forced to eat carrion and they suffered to a great deal of hunger. And it is with reference to that that Allah says, "Fartaqib yawma ta'ti as-sama'u bidukhanin mubin yaghsha an-nas." هَذَا عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. So wait for the day when the sky will issue forth a manifest smoke which will envelope mankind. And this is a painful punishment. Now this was a painful punishment. At that, when this had come upon them, the Quraysh cried out and said, رَبَّنَا اكْشِفْ عَنَّا الْعَذَابَ إِنَّا مُؤْمِنُونَ. That, O Allah, O our Rabb, remove from us the punishment from us that surely we will believe, we shall believe. That is what they then made a claim that they will believe if the punishment is removed. Allah says that we shall alleviate the punishment for a while, but your people will certainly return to your old ways. And therefore the question is asked, will the punishment of the day of Qiyamah be alleviated? And this is to stimulate their thoughts of what is to transpire in the year after, the day when there will be a firm grip that will seize them. And the mushrikeen promised to accept Islam, and when they said that, remove from us the punishment, Allah says, أَنَّا لَهُمُ الذِّكْرَ وَقَدْ جَاءَهُمْ رَسُولٌ بِينَ. From when now can they have advice when a manifest messenger has already come to them and they turned away from him saying that, مُعَلَّمٌ مَجْنُونَ, that this man is a trained man, that they've already rejected the great personality of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who in reality had upright character, was renowned, and would even show them miracles. So if they weren't willing to accept that, then beyond that, what more can you expect from these people? What they've got to wait for is the day of Qiyamah, يَوْمَ نَبْطِشُ الْبَطْشَ الْكُبْرَى, the day when we shall seize them with a firm hold. Inna muntaqimoon. Allah says that certainly we shall expect retribution from them. And this entire process of sending anbiya and sending messengers, and then when they don't accept, to send punishment upon them, this is a process that has continued from before. And those that were affected by this, one other than the people of Fir'aun. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّا قَبْلَهُمْ قَوْمَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَجَاءَهُمْ رَسُولٌ كَرِيمٌ. Before them, we definitely tested the people of Fir'aun, to whom an honorable messenger came to them. We know the story very well of Fir'aun, that Allah had sent the honorable messenger, Musa alayhi wasalam. And what was the message? أَدُّوا إِلَيَّ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِنِّي لَكُمْ رَسُولٌ أَمِينٌ. Hand over Allah's bondsman to me. I'm a trustworthy messenger to you. He was persecuting, he was torturing, he was mercilessly treating the Banu Israel. Musa alayhi salam said to him that أَدُّوا إِلَيَّ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ. I'm not merely talking in my own strength. I'm a trustworthy messenger of Allah, that I have come to with this message. وَلَّا تَعْلُوا لِلَّهِ. Do not rebel against Allah. I've come to you with a clear proof, with miracles that are undeniable. إِنِّي آتِيكُمْ بِسُلْطَانٍ مُبِينٍ. And when Sayyidina Musa a.s. continued to deliver the message to the people, Fir'aun and his people decided to assassinate him. It was then that Sayyidina Musa fearlessly said to them that, إِنِّي آتِيكُمْ بِسُلْطَانٍ مُبِينٍ وَإِنِّي أُذْتُ بِرَبِّي وَرَبِّكُمْ أَنْ تَرْجُمُونَ. That I seek refuge with my Rabb and your Rabb that you should stone me, that if وَإِلَمْ تُؤْمِنُوا لِي فَأَتَزِلُونَ, if you don't believe me, then stay away from me. If you don't believe me, then the least is you leave me, stop harassing me, stop condemning me further. And eventually Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made dua to Allah that these people are certainly a sinful people. فَدَعَا رَبَّهُ أَنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ قَوْمٌ مُجْرِمُونَ, that oh Allah, these people are certainly a sinful people. Sinning has become part of their nature. And that is when he made dua for their punishment. And Allah accepted the dua in favor of Sayyidina Musa. And Allah instructed Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, فَسْرِ عِبَادِي لَيْلًا إِنَّكُمْ مُتَّبَعُونَ. Allah said to Sayyidina Musa, leave with my bondsman by night, you will surely be pursued. So Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam left with the Banu Israel one night, and when Fir'aun received the news of this, he mustered a large army and set out in pursuit of the Banu Israel. Allah instructed Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam to strike the ocean with his stick, with his staff, causing the water to stop and making several dry paths for them to cross to the other end of the shore through the Red Sea. And the Banu Israel managed to cross over calmly. And Fir'aun followed with his troops. And when Banu Israel went across, Allah closed the path, and thereby Fir'aun and his army drowned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that وَتْرُكِ الْبَحْرَ رَهْوَ إِنَّهُمْ جُنُّمْ مُغْرَقُونَ, that as Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had to come to the other side, he wanted to strike for the paths to be closed. Allah said, leave the sea as it is. These people will be drowned. They will be drowned like others who are infatuated with the world. Fir'aun and his people were also proud and boastful of their riches. However, they had to leave everything behind when they were drowned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that كَمْ تَرَكُوا مِنْ جَنَّاتِ وَعُيُونَ, how many of, or how much of their plantations, their plenty gardens and springs they left behind, وَزُرُوعِ وَمَقَامٍ كَرِيمٍ, and plantations and palatial homes, وَنَعْمَةٍ كَانُوا فِيهَا فَاكِهِينَ, and articles of pleasure which they enjoyed, كَذَلِكَ وَأَوْرَثْنَاهَا قَوْمًا آخَرِينَ, likewise, we made others the successors of that, all of those items. فَمَا بَكَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَمَا كَانُوا مُنْظَرِينَ, neither the skies nor the earth wept for them, and they were denied there any respite. So this was the end result of Fir'aun and his army, and what had happened to them in the end, that there was nothing that could stop the punishment of Allah from coming upon them. When Allah had decided that it was enough, and they had passed all limits in their transgression, then the punishment came down. And what do we learn from this is that when the punishment of Allah comes, it is most severe. No one is granted any respite whatsoever. When the punishment of Allah comes, and no wealth, nothing will help you on the day of Qiyamah. When you leave the realms of this world, nothing will assist you except your deeds. Fir'aun was more powerful than the people of Makkah. He was more powerful than any army today. There's no army that could stand up to him. When you look at what he had in terms of kingdom, no nation presently in the world has the type of kingdom that was granted to Fir'aun. But let us take lesson from the point that what had happened to Fir'aun and his army in the end. Nothing could save them, and it is only one's deeds that will avail one in at the end. May Allah grant us the ability to do good deeds that will be beneficial for us in the year after.